I'm 100%. You know, I'm actually just waiting on the doctor's clearance. So I actually get cleared on March 11th, and then my pro day is on the 15th, and I'll be full go. They were pretty blunt. They were pretty upfront as far as moving my knee, twisting it, does that hurt, and everything. But, I mean, it was fine. It's pretty much what I expected. My agent told me they were going to be real aggressive with it and just trying to kind of make it hurt to see if it hurts exactly, but it was fine. Trust me, they swept through every question and everything you could do with a meniscus, so they did their job today.
Well, I feel great. You know, there's no soreness in the knee. There's no pain. I've been off pain pills for almost a month. It's just a matter of the recovery process. I don't know when the nerve and everything will heal. It's just a matter of, you know, me taking day by day and controlling what I can control. But I'm having a nice time here. Well, I'm only 7 weeks post-op, so there wasn't a lot of, feeling and jerking going on. But I will be back, at the recheck in, I think, early April. It's the game of football, and it happened. And I have no choice but to live with it, so I'm just moving forward. That's all I'm focused on.
No hard feelings?
No hard feelings. Me and Taylor talked. All is well.
I talked to CJ about 2 days ago when I first got here, and he was just telling me, little bro, just take your time. It's going to be stressful, but you can't let it get to you and just let all the stuff, you got a lot of medical and exam stuff, all this. You can't let it get to you. You still got to come in with the right mindset. And thanks to him that I'm having the right mindset right now, and I'm glad that I have him that I can lean on and talk to about him going through this process just like he did. I feel like I'm a good player. I play hard. I do my job. I come out there every day with the right mindset. I'm a good teammate. I don't let things frustrate me. And I just try to lead it, you know, in the right way and being a good player and teammate.
I mean, at this point, it doesn't really matter where I see myself at. It all depends on the team that drafts me. But, you know, I feel whether it's safety or linebacker, I can play the position. I learned it pretty well, the linebacker position. And I feel like I can still go back and get in the back pedal at safety. So it all depends on what the team wants. I did about 20 informal interviews yesterday, and it was half linebacker, half safety. So, I mean, I think they see the versatility, and like I said, it all depends on what the team wants. And I'm going to play wherever they put me in.
Anthony was just a gamer. You know, he would just come out and just, no matter if we were losing or winning, or he just brought that same motor every single play. And then with Eric, I really learned the preparation aspect. Like, I remember in meetings, Coach Brick would ask, like, in 2x2 formation, what are the three plays they were running? Eric would know it on the spot. So, like, I really picked that up from his game of just him studying and him really paying attention to film instead of just watching guys run the ball, watching guys score touchdowns and stuff like that. He's looking at linemen. He's looking at what they're running in this in third and one, you know, situations and stuff like that. So I learned a lot from him. It's just a culture, you know. I kind of followed in those guys' steps. Anthony, with me getting there, Anthony was kind of the beginning. And then I really just watched those two guys. Like, I was in awe of them when I first stepped on campus. I wanted to be just like them. And when Anthony left, it was Eric. And I really just followed Eric, listened to everything he said, watched how serious he took the game. And it's paid off, you know. And I think hopefully the next level of guys, the next wave of guys out of UCLA will follow that same suit. That's the thing. I see myself as a football player. I kind of want the teams to decide for themselves. I feel like I can play at any position. Me personally, I like being off the ball as a Mike, Will, Sam. Even I've heard some roles as a strong safety. I feel like I could do that role as kind of a Cam Chancellor type of role. So I feel like I could get the job done there.
The weirdest question. I've been asked if I'm a prima donna. I get that coming from USC. You know, people think a lot of SC guys are entitled, but things have changed since the glory days. So I think I'm a hardworking guy. I have to answer that with a little swallow of my pride right there.
It's a long-term decision, you know, whoever drafts me. You know, I'm a guy who'll be around for a while, you know, playing at an elite level, an impact player. And, you know, it's great watching a guy like Todd Gurley, you know, do it last year and, you know, really come, you know, almost midseason and perform. So it's very encouraging, and really just looking forward to the process. You know, I can pass rush, I can cover, I can stuff and shed consistently. It's just being able to, you know, be in the right spot at the right time, and that's something that I definitely challenge myself on each and every play. I talked to Manti Te'o, Harrison Smith, Rocket Ishmael, a few guys, and just encouraging me, and really just being very inspirational. And, you know, this recovery process, it's definitely going to make a man out of me, and I just looking forward to the process and really cherishing every moment.